Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Friday, April 14th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Leaker arrested. Mitch McConnell considering retiring. A Florida abortion ban. And the Tampa Bay Rays about to break a 138-year-old record. It's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with the message of the day. But first, the FBI arrested a Massachusetts Air National Guardsman in leaking classified documents, which presumably means they're real. The New York Times reports that he is the leader of an online group called Thug Shaker Central. And he shared the intelligence with the 20 or 30 men that are in that group. And then one of those men shared them in a public forum. Do a lot of 21-year-olds in the Air National Guard have the highest security clearance? What's that about? Word on the street is that Mitch McConnell might be retiring from the U.S. Senate. On March 8th, at a fundraiser at a D.C. hotel, he fell, got a concussion. He said he'll be back to work on Monday, but some other top men in the Republican Party are reportedly telling senators to prepare for a new leadership vote. There's some fascinating political gamesmanship if he does retire, because the governor would get to appoint the replacement, but the governor of Kentucky is inexplicably a Democrat. But the Republican-controlled state legislature recently passed a bill that requires the governor to choose someone from the party of the senator who's resigning. So he would have to choose a Republican. Now, when they passed that bill, the Democrat governor vetoed it, but then the veto was overruled by the legislature. So a Republican will replace that seat. Speaking of a Republican supermajority, Florida lawmakers voted to ban abortion at 6 weeks. The New York Times framed it as a ban that would end Florida's long-held role as a destination for women from across the Deep South seeking abortions and force them to travel further to states such as North Carolina or Illinois for care. Oh, heavens no. Democrats in Florida offered dozens of amendments. They were all voted down. Protesters shouted, "Hands off our bodies." Last year, Florida's abortion ban was 24 weeks. Last spring, they lowered it to 15, and now they keep chipping away. Beautiful. Also in Florida, an LGBTQ plus group said, "We took the extraordinary step of issuing a travel advisory, warning of the risks posed to the health, safety, and freedom of those considering short or long-term travel or relocation to the state for LGBTQ people." A travel warning, like it's Yemen or something. Stephen Miller responded, "Yes, gay men, please be advised to stay away from Miami Beach at all costs. There may be dangerous encounters of extreme sunshine, coconut oil, rollerblading, and fun tiki bars ahead. Do not proceed." Speaking of Florida, the Tampa Bay Rays are on the verge of breaking a 138-year-old record. Only two other teams have opened the season 13-0. The longest win streak of any Major League Baseball team at any point in the season is 26 games. The 1916 New York Giants. So the Rays are halfway there. I'm Mike Slater, host of the podcast Politics by Faith. The great Bill O'Reilly will be here next.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Friday, it was strange to see Hunter Biden hop off Air Force One in Belfast this week, living large at taxpayer expense. Strange and provocative, because Hunter is under investigation for serious crimes. Of course, the American media underreported this story as they continue to prop up the Biden administration, which needs all the propping it can get. It would be unfair to convict Hunter Biden of anything. He's innocent until proven guilty. But you cannot prove malfeasance if you don't even investigate it. And that is certainly a possibility with the U.S. Justice Department compromised by politics. Anyway, President Biden's decision to take Hunter to Erie is certainly an in-your-face move. As the world becomes more dangerous by the day, it is worth thinking about what is likely to happen. Our enemies will test us over the next year. There is no question in my mind. They see a diminished president of the United States. They see a man who needs a handler, and that's why Hunter Biden went to Ireland. He is doing what Jill Biden usually does, shepherd Mr. Biden around. So Putin, Xi, the Iranian mullahs, they all see this. And again, they are going to test this country over the next year. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Let's go to the mail. Al says, my crystal ball predicts Fox will win the Dominion lawsuit. DeSantis will be Trump's VP and Trump will win the election. China will not invade Taiwan. All right, Al, I'm going to hold you to it, man. Okay, I'll remember. Susan Livingston, Woodbury, Minnesota. I agree with you, Bill, that if Trump and DeSantis could put aside their egos and decide to run together, it would give the conservatives an edge. Mark Corfanta, Ravensdale, Washington. I disagree that a Trump-DeSantis ticket would be a positive development. Having DeSantis on the ticket would not help Trump gain support of moderates. Okay. Ted, on a message board. You say, O'Reilly, there is no one visible enough to replace Biden. A few Democrats would challenge him anyway for fear of angering the left wing, which is Biden in his pocket. Okay. Personally, I don't rate Bobby Kennedy Jr.'s chances high, but he is running. No chance. Not with the COVID stuff and the vaccines. You don't have a chance. Not with the far left or even the Democratic Party in general. Barry, Bill, smart life. Stay out of Chicago. Okay, Perry. Lieutenant Colonel Bob Smith in Ashdown, Arkansas. Majority of hardworking Americans are team normal folks. I agree. While team crazy screams, whines, and attacks, normal folks are hard at work running businesses, serving their customers and employees. Yeah, that's why we want you to get the gear. Team normal. You know, you're the hardworking American, the honest American. You love your country, you want to see it get better, but you don't think it has to be destroyed, and the team crazies do. In a moment, something you might not know.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 2 years ago today, the mastermind behind the biggest financial scam in U.S. history, died in federal prison. In total, the fraudster stole tens of billions of dollars and ruined countless lives. Here is the story of Bernie Madoff. Young Bernard was born in Queens, New York, 1938. He used money earning while working as a lifeguard to open a trading firm in 1960. 2 decades later, Madoff's company was one of the biggest independent brokers on Wall Street. Based on that success, Bernie launched a shady advisory firm in the 1990s. The scam was simple. Instead of legally purchasing stocks for his clients, documents were forged, showing massive gains. To finance the operation, Bernie took money from new investors and gave it to old investors. The classic shell game. For the next 20 years, Madoff's clients were sent account statements showing consistently high and phony returns. Well, the scam fell apart in 2008. With the economy in crisis, Madoff's financial swindle began to disintegrate as his clients took money out faster than he could bring fresh cash in. On December 10th, Madoff revealed to his brother and two sons that his advisory business was a fraud. His sons actually turned their father over to federal authorities. 4 months later, Bernie Madoff pleaded guilty to dozens of felonies. He was sentenced to 150 years behind bars. He died in federal prison on April 14th, 2021. And here's something else you might not know. The fallout from Madoff's scheme was the most devastating case of fraud in U.S. history. Victims included public universities, teachers' unions, charities, and private individuals. The foundation of Holocaust survivor Elie Wiesel lost more than $15 million. Wiesel himself lost his entire savings. Total damage from Madoff's scheme, $65 billion. That's more than the entire GDP of Costa Rica. Back after this.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.